Hello, Peter Lynham.
Hello there, Johnny. Nice to have you back.
Oh, thank you. Nice to speak to you again, Peter.
Very good. Well, was there ever a time when we were all locked up in our houses? I'm trying to think in history if this has ever happened before, because there is a bit of historical record for the Spanish flu in 1918. All public institutions were closed, but, I mean, people were allowed to privately meet and congregate, so it's tighter than in 1918.
It feels like, obviously, in this day and age, the message would spread a lot further and people would know about staying home. I can imagine in the past, not everyone would get the memo.
Yeah, yes. I tell you that probably the nearest equivalent we've had is going back to the plague in England in the 1660s. Mm. In 1666, was it? 1665, sorry. Because at that time, everybody was shut up in their houses. People had fled to the countryside. But, of course, I mean, it was especially focused on the big cities. Mm. So, I mean, these are very, very unusual times.
What does it mean for the churches, Peter? Because, obviously, some were still, parishioners were still attending certain services, but now it's all on the back burner.
Yes, for sure, for sure. I mean, the thing, as with many other public institutions, is the enormous speed in which it's happened.
Yeah.
So that, you know, things, we began getting these sort of emergency edicts last Thursday, and now we know that by Wednesday, everything is shut down. Most churches were sort of doing preparations, and there was a lot of attention given the public media to what Destiny planned to do, that initially it looked like they were going to defy the call to self-isolate. And then they decided, I mean, Brian Tamaki is always one for looking for something that will have a bit of profile to it. And I think he wanted to get out of an awkward situation he'd got himself into.
Yes.
And so the idea of a drive-through church occurred. And in fact, what he did was broke people up into smaller units, and those ones who remained in their cars and in the car park of the Wiri church did so. Mm. Others were inside and in the various, because it's a huge building, with various places where they could put people in the gym, in the youth room, in the Sunday school area, etc., etc. Mm. I don't know. I've heard some sarcastic comments about all of this, but it is a big problem. Churches are not unlike shopping malls, you know, that they need people to have turnover to keep paying their staff.
Mm.
So that's an issue for a certain scale of church. For most smaller churches, well, the Mormons had decided internationally, this is a reflection of how different denominations operate.
Mm.
The Mormons, Salt Lake City, made the decision 2 weeks ago that all worship would cease throughout the world. Because Mormons, even the time of their worship, is organized from Salt Lake City. Mm. Their Jehovah's Witnesses, similar international decision. I saw some sarcastic reference that the Jehovah's Witnesses would start calling on us and making our lives a misery because they knew we were at home, we couldn't hide anymore. But I think that's not going to be very practical, because that would be regarded as non-essential contact, for sure. They could do it through a megaphone, I suppose. Spare the thought. The Catholic Church decided on Friday that no public masses would be allowed. Again, it's a national organization. It was decided at the national level.
Mm.
The Anglicans made a decision late Friday afternoon that the last Sunday would be the last Sunday, if you see what I mean, the 22nd, and then the Prime Minister's announcement on Saturday threw people into uncertain consternation.
Do you think all of these announcements have come kind of slowly from the churches, given that the people that attend church might be slightly in the more elderly age bracket?
Well, I think numbers actually were dropping off the previous Sunday anyway. Mm. a lot of the elderly had been getting the message and were self-isolating. No, I don't think so. I mean, I think for everybody in New Zealand, the last 5 days, it's pretty hard keeping up with what's going on.
Mm.
You know, we went out and bought our last Domino's pizza on the dot of hearing the news because we were out trying to get my bicycle fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seemed like we should indulge for the last time.
Yes. What sort of pizza did you get, Peter?
Pardon?
What sort of pizza did you get?
It was a shocking $5 affair.
Okay.
I'm sorry to confess. Yes. But, see, what was odd about that was, of course, because I was expecting some news to come out, not quite as draconian as it came. And so we got it, more or less, they got a message pretty promptly through their system.
Mm.
But we were kind of simultaneous in getting the news. I said, this is going to be one of the last pizzas you make. And they were already, they'd closed off the eating area.
Mm.
So, I mean, I think myself that the churches have been not bad, but their puzzle is that they've got some essential business they've got to do. I mean, you imagine funerals and that they must care for sick people, and there's going to be, you know, big, serious business to do. And to adjust their minds into working out how to handle that, I think has been, you know, perilous. I was actually at a meeting about the appointment of a new vicar for the parish that I'm in, the Anglican parish that I'm in. And so I got out, we concluded the meeting, I can't tell you the result, and I got in the car, switched on the engine, and heard the Prime Minister's voice doing a speech telling us, and I thought, well, what on earth does that mean? And we had thought, as recently as yesterday, that the church decided not to meet, but some of us had to turn up the doors to turn people away.
Yes.
And that we would leave the church open so people could come by because they might just be feeling quite, you know, desperate and down. But I've just sent an email out saying I'm out after this interview. I'm heading over to lock up the church on the newly repaired bicycle. And I can't see us opening it again.
Not for a
month. For more than a month.
Yeah. No, fair enough. Do you think the churches will be outreaching to people, you know, checking in, phoning?
Oh, I think there'll be a massive amount of that going on. Already, I'm being organised in various ways to take up various rosters. This will keep me out of mischief, maybe. I'm sorry to tell you, I've been turned down by at least two over 70-year-olds who don't wish a visit from me. They're scared I have the virus, obviously. But after a fortnight, of course, we'll all be safe, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. I guess, yeah.
So, I mean, I think this is the puzzle, and of course religion will go on, but it'll be those that are sophisticated in their provision of it in various over the air who will be most successful.
Mm-hmm.
So on Saturday there was a huge advertisement from Life Church, the mega church in the centre of town and four branches around, you know, telling people how to go online
and donate, no doubt.
I'm sure they'll have a chance
yes.
to donate
some dollar signs.
And it's, I mean, the average small church is probably going to struggle to work out how to do a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
Though certainly my Baptist church switched over to YouTube. I had to do the sermon yesterday, there was about eight people of the church carefully spaced far apart from each other, and no morning tea, shamefully. There were plenty of people online watching.
Interesting.
So I think those that are smart enough to move into the digital age or have already done so will be fine. But in other churches, I mean, they've got to work out how they run the technology.
And how they attract the audience, I guess, because
precisely.
A lot of people might struggle to get online and figure it out.
Can you imagine? Do you remember somebody ringing you up over the phone to telling you what a www address was to try and track things down? You could never get it right.
Of course.
Yes. All those double slashes always used to confuse me.
Mm.
So I think religions, like every other group, are going to struggle. Fortunately, most sort of stable churches have got a regular income of people just doing programmatic payments, so they'll keep going. So it won't be as critical as it will be for a lot of shops.
Yes.
But it feels as though quite suddenly we are back in the dark ages.
Mm. But everyone's in the same boat, which is...
Oh, yes, of course.
Strangely,
yes.
I mean, it sucks, but it is
strangely
comforting.
But the odd thing is we're thrust into the dark ages simply because we are so connected as a world. You know, because with the Spanish flu, they kind of knew by telegrams that it was coming.
Mm.
In this case, the waves have been so quick that you can't duck them.
Mm.
And that's the historical interest of this moment. It feels as though in some respects then that we've achieved the maximum level of international connection and it's going to be a retreat from here on.
Mm. Interesting days ahead, Peter Lynham.
I reckon, yes. Mm.
Hey, thank you very much, and we will check in with you next week.
Let's look forward to it. Okay, very good. Bye.